Zane. Let's all say it, shall we? Wayne Zane. Wayne Zane. Wayne Zane. Wayne Zane.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. We are getting warmed up. I think we're there. So let's take just a second to tell you who these fine-looking boys are, along with the rest of us. We have, for you, for your listening enjoyment tonight. Yes, he too, like I, from Bowling Green, Kentucky. So right there, he's one of my favorite cats. And we went to the same high school. We've known each other, 30-something years, and he still speaks to me. What can I say? Oh, you've already seen him play the upright bass, and that's what we call, normally you see a bigger bass, a doghouse bass, they call it sometimes. Well, this is the pup house bass, and he can play that pup, as you might have already noticed. Also plays the electric bass, and sings harmony like a champ. So make welcome from Bowling Green, Kentucky, Mr. Byron House. For Byron. It used to be called something else. And ladies and gentlemen, he's back here on the drums. There he comes. There he is up there now. We got a light on him. Originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Spent 22 years with Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas. Back on the drums now, where he belongs, friends. We've been friends for 14 years. There's nothing I wouldn't do for him. Nothing he wouldn't do for me. We do absolutely nothing for each other. From Albuquerque, Mr. Chris Brown. Texas, we've got to go on with the show. We can't just talk about everyone's hometown. But we started playing together with Miss Emmy Lou Harris back in 1990. The Grammy Award-winning Nash Ramblers. There's something about putting Grammy and award-winning in front of your title that makes you feel like, well, Barney Fife when he really loves himself. You win your Grammy over there, Barn?
Playing Ange. L.A. Lots of beer. Win a Grammy. Go back to Nashville, get fired.
And he's got that Grammy trophy, friends. He's not only a great guitar player, as you may have noticed, but he's a fine, fine singer, and we're fixing to do one of his songs for you. Actually, he's a very good mandolin player, so you won't be hearing that tonight. You stay on that guitar. But maybe musical talent
aside, maybe one of the things he does I love the best is his wonderful imitation of Ross Perot. Can you give us a couple of Rossisms? I think the world in the year, 2002 could use a few Rossisms right now.
Sam, it's just sad. Can we talk? And I don't know about y'all, but my taxes are higher than Sam Bush in the 70s, for God's sake. I mean, come on. It's higher than Lyle Lovett's bands, you know what I'm saying? Tore up like an old love letter, for God's sake. And I tried to tell all y'all about Enron years ago. Nobody listened to me. That Enron Hubbard and all that Scientology mess is going to lead to nothing, and I told y'all. It's like saying, remember the Alamo to a Texan with Alzheimer's. It's just saying. God bless y'all. Remember Ross for Boss.
Thank you, Ross.
I guess it takes a Texan to do a Texan. Imitate a Texan, excuse me. Imitate a Texan. Sincerest form of flattery. All right, let's feature John Randall on a song that he co-wrote with Mr. Guy Clark. This is called It Ain't No Trouble to Me.